This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Israel for talks with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on the second leg of his Middle East trip, where he's pushing for both sides to agree to a ceasefire deal that would end the hostilities and bring home hostages. Blinken met in Cairo earlier Monday with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. Speaking to reporters as he left Cairo for Israel, Blinken said he was urging leaders in the region to press Hamas to say yes to a ceasefire proposal to halt fighting in Gaza.
Israel has accepted it. And the only outlier in this moment, is Hamas. So my message to governments throughout the region, if you want a ceasefire, press Hamas to say yes.
The mother of one of the hostages freed in Israel's dramatic rescue operation Saturday that brought home four hostages held by Hamas called Monday on Israel and Hamas to accept the current ceasefire deal that's on the table. At a news conference in Israel Monday, the mother of 22-year-old Almug Meir, Jan Oret Meir, said her son overall was in good condition, though he was undergoing tests and treatments. She said he was among the lucky ones, and there are still 120 families waiting for their loved ones to come home. She expressed gratitude to the Israeli Defense Forces for bringing her son home, but noted there is a ceasefire and hostage deal on the table that both sides should take.
We ask the Israeli government to move forward with the deal, and we ask the international community to continue putting pressure on Hamas to accept this deal and free the remaining 120 hostages now.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com 24 hours a day. This is VOA News.